各位，圣经记载过很多我们主耶稣基督所行的神迹。
The Bible records many miracles performed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
那一个令人叹为观止的神迹呢，就是今天圣经所记载的，我们主耶稣开了一个瞎子的眼睛。
And one of the amazing miracles is what we read today about Jesus making the blind see again.
那在开这个瞎子的眼睛的时候呢，有些人看的时候，哇，非常的神迹般。
And so when people look at this miracle, they find it so magical.
但是各位，你要知道，整个神迹的意义就在我们主耶稣开着瞎子的眼睛的过程里面。
But we must understand that the purpose and the meaning of this entire miracle is in the process.
那主耶稣开一个瞎子的眼睛，属肉的眼睛，是要，其实最后要开的是人属灵的眼睛。
Jesus opened the physical eyes of a blind is eventually to make the spiritual eyes of a person open.
有些人听到属灵的眼睛，哎，这什么东西啊？
So some people wonder what is spiritual eyes.
哦，这属灵眼睛是不是阴阳眼啊？能够看到鬼，看到奇怪的东西啊？
Is it the kind of eyes that can see ghosts?
啊，那个是奇怪眼，不是属灵眼啊。
That is a strange eyes, not spiritual eyes.
那不应该看的东西就看到啊，那不对的。
It's not right to see things we shouldn't be seeing.
圣经说有属灵的眼睛。
So the Bible talks about spiritual eyes.
那属灵的眼睛呢，其实是一个心灵的眼睛。
Now the spiritual eyes is in fact the eyes of the heart.
用这个心能够看东西，各位可以吗？
So with your heart, you can see things.
那这个心因着信，能够看见这个世界的审判。
So by faith, the heart can see the judgment of the world.
这个心因着信，能够看见神和神的救赎。
So by faith, the heart can see God and the salvation of God.
因着信，这个心能够看到人死后有永生。
And so by faith, this heart can see that after death there is eternal life.
很奇妙的眼睛。
Amazing eyes.
但是没有人明白这眼睛是怎样的。
But no one can understand how these eyes are like.
因为人一想到这个心怎么能看呢？
So people wonder how can the heart see?
心，我们想到心的时候，心只有跳啊，然后把血液推到全部的器官里面。
So when we think about the heart, we just think that the heart can pump and send blood to the rest of the body.
那有些人想到心只能心可以想东西啊，所以人常常用心来思想。
And some people think that the heart can be used to think.
那越想越乱，所以心烦意乱，对不对
？And but it gets worse as you think more and you become frustrated.
但是今天我们就是说心灵的眼睛，我们上帝讲心的眼睛是什么意思？心是能看的吗
？So what's the meaning of the eyes of the heart? Can the heart see?
心绝对是能看的。
The heart definitely can see.
但是我们都看不到。
But we cannot see it.
因为我们的心灵的眼睛瞎了。
Because the eyes of our hearts are blinded.
所有的人都生在心灵的眼睛瞎的光景里面去。
Because everyone is born in the state where their heart is blind.
但是有谁能够了解呢
？But who can understand?
每个人都满足于现在这个属肉的眼睛看到的东西。
Because everyone is satisfied with seeing by the physical eyes.
所以有一次，我们主耶稣基督在行一个神迹的时候，特别他找到了一个生来瞎眼的。
So during one miracle, Jesus found a person who is born blind.
从来没有看过光，从来没有看过这个世界。
He had never seen light or the world.
从来没有看过人的面貌。
He had never seen the faces of men.
上帝开他的眼睛。
But God opened his eyes.
要告诉门徒说，你们不要只是可怜他瞎的光景。
And he told the disciples, do not just pity his state of blindness.
你们要可怜的是所有属灵的眼睛、心灵的眼睛看不到的人。
You must take pity on everyone whose spiritual eyes and their hearts are blind.
那这件事情呢是怎么发生的
？And how did this thing happen?
有一天我们刚才读了，我们主耶稣跟门徒走着的时候。
And so one day, as Jesus and his disciples were walking,
那他们就看到一个讨饭的。
And they saw a beggar.
然后有人说，哦，主啊，他是生来瞎的。
And someone told him, Lord, he's born blind.
哦，各位，我们想到一个生来瞎的人啊，哇，这是何等严重的残缺，对不对
？Now this is a very serious disability to be born blind.
我们每个人都有残缺，但是没有比一个人失明的残缺更严重的，你们知道吗
？No one disability is more severe than being blind.
因为人的眼睛呢？是他用来接触认识整个世界的。
Because with our eyes, we are in contact and we know the whole world.
他对整个世界 对事物、对人的理解，大多数都是借着看而来的。
So most of our understanding toward things and the world comes from our sight.
科学家说呢，我们人认识这个、接触、认识这个世界呢，其实75%是用眼睛的，你们知道吗
？So scientists mentioned that we can know the world 70% or 80% is from our eyes.
只有13%是用听觉。
So about 40% is by hearing.
12%是可能你触碰啊，或者你嗅到、你尝到。
And by about 12% is through touch and taste.
75%其实主要是看见。
So 75% of our understanding comes from our sight.
所以我们在这个世界，我们会看就会明白，看就会理解，对不对
？So when we look at the world, we see and we can understand.
那接着看，我们的心被触动。甚至我们的器官就是被触动、被刺激的，你们知道吗
？And by seeing, our hearts are moved and our senses are moved.
嗯，所以各位不饿的时候呢，你去看一下山珍海味啊。
So when you're not hungry, you look at all the delicacies.
口水就流出来，对不对
？And you will start to drool.
蛮奇怪的啊，我刚刚吃饱了，但是看了哇，肚子饿了啊。
It's strange. You just have eaten, but you look at something and you get hungry again.
你心情不好，你看到美好的景色的时候，哦，你心就开怀。
Now, when you are in a bad mood, but you look at nice scenery, you start to feel happier.
都是接着看。
It's all by seeing.
那也因为这样的缘故呢，很多人受试探都是因为眼睛的。
And because of this, many people are tempted because of the eyes.
那不该看的看。
They look at what they shouldn't be looking at.
自己很多东西了，你去百货公司走一个，买了一大堆不需要的东西，对不对
？You already have many things in possession, but you go shopping and you buy many things that you do not need.
进去你的眼睛的东西就试探你的心了，有没有
？What enters your eyes tempts your heart.
但是我们知道，人的很多大多数的享受都是借着看而来的。
So we know a lot of mankind's enjoyment comes from seeing.
所以有一个情况出现的时候，你看门徒看到一个生来瞎的，哎呀，很可怜。
So when the disciples saw that a person is born blind, they find him very pitiful.
没有比他更可怜的。
There's no one more pitiful than him.
而且生来就瞎。
And he's born blind.
生来没有享受过这个世界。
He had never enjoyed this world before.
没有享受过上帝给人性里面的喜乐。
He had never enjoyed the happiness that God has given man.
所以觉得很可怜。
So they find him very pitiful.
所以人就这样了啊，看到一个人很另外一个人很可怜的时候呢。我们的心就去想，说为什么有这样？那个人的痛苦的那个缘由在哪里
？So when we see someone very pitiful, we will start to ponder where does all this suffering come from？
这是我们人很自然的反应的，你们知道吗
？It's a very natural human response.
那我们人生来，虽然我们不认识神，我们看不到这个属灵的东西，但是我们懂一个东西，就是因果的意识，我们是有的。
So although we do not know God, but we have this consciousness about cause and effect.
对，所以你看到一个很惨的人，哎呀，他。为什么这样惨
？So when you see someone suffering, you'll be wondering why is he suffering like this?
那一定有理由。
There must be a reason.
所以因为这个缘故呢，那门徒就问耶稣，耶稣是当然了，老师在这边当然要问他了
And so of course the disciple consulted Jesus as the teacher.
那主啊，这人就生来瞎，是他犯罪呢？还是他父母犯罪，有两个问题。
So they asked Jesus two questions. This person, he's born blind. Is it because of his sin or his parents' sin?
如果你们在那边，你们也会问这个问题的。
If you were there, you will also ask the same questions.
那我如果医生说，哦，他的神经线有什么问题啊？眼睛精神怎么？我们大多数人不会问这种东西的。
No, we won't be asking. Is there what's wrong with his optic nerves and so on?
我们有一种属灵的知觉，就是因果的知觉。
So we have this consciousness toward cause and effect.
到底是这个人犯罪，还是他的父母犯罪
？Is it because of this person's sin or his parents' sin?
其实这个就是所有的宗教思想、哲学思想的起头，因为人的痛苦 suffering 来的。
So this is the beginning of all the philosophers and religions, the source of human suffering.
有痛苦就去想人生是什么，为什么有痛苦，怎么解决那个痛苦。
So when they are suffering, they will think about the cause of the suffering and how to solve that suffering.
那时候呢，你们要知道，那时候犹太人他们有这样的想法。
So the Jews, they have such thinking.
那都是宗教领袖，他们有这样的想法。
The religious leaders, they have such thinking.
人遇到这样痛苦的事情呢？当然，一定是他犯罪的。
When a person suffers like this, it must be due to his sin.
对不对？我们 大多数的人都会这个东西啊、哦，你做遇到这样的是报应咯。
So a lot of people think that you suffer like this is because of retribution.
你犯什么罪啊
？What sin have you committed？
啊，不孝敬父母啊，犯奸淫还是什么这些
？Is it because you're not filial? You committed adultery or so on？
但是这个人生来都瞎了，犯什么罪
？But this person is born blind. So what sin has he？
哦，所以犹太人有另外一种想法说，哦，人在。有个 baby 在母胎的时候会犯罪。
So the Jews have this thinking, a person sin while in the mother's womb.
或者甚至还没有怀胎之前啊，灵魂的存在，这个先存灵魂，先存灵就是还没有形成那个身体，已经有他的灵魂的犯罪。
So they may be thinking it's the pre-existential soul that sin.
这个是讲来讲去很混乱了啊，我们都不知道啊，那个在哪里啊？所以那个犹太人很奇怪的，这个全世界最聪明的人，他们有很多的想法。
And the Jews were the smartest of everyone in the world. They have a lot of thinking.
他们有各种的科学、哲学想法，也有这种宗教想法，是继续很创意性的这样想出来。
So they have a lot of creative scientific philosophy, philosophic or religious thinking.
想来想去很混乱啊，干脆啊，可能是他的父母犯罪了哈。
And so in summary, they just concluded it could be his parents' sin.
那或者一般的宗教，我们讲一般人的宗教就造出哦，有前世，那前世犯罪，所以今世还，对不对
？So the common religion would say, is the sins of the past life and that brought into the consequences of this life.
所以来来去去都是人在人的层面来思想苦难，但是绝对没有办法达到上帝的层面。
So they think about all kinds of explanation for suffering, but they cannot reach the level of God.
各位，你们现在听这个信，你们没有什么感觉，因为你们还没有痛苦。
You may not feel much about this message because you still haven't suffered yet.
那么经过人生的痛苦，你就会想这些东西的。
But if you have gone through human suffering, you would think about all these things.
太幸福，你就不想这些东西。
If you are too blissful, you won't think about this.
有的吃，有的玩啊，结婚啊，孩子啊，多么开心。
If you have something to eat, drink, be merry, you just be happy.
有一天你婚姻有问题，你孩子不孝顺，他误入歧途，你就想为什么这样
？But one day, if there's problems in your marriage or your child has gone delinquent, then you start to think about such things.
其实有时候世界的苦难就是把我们带到这个地步，就叫我们想这个东西。
Sometimes the world's suffering brought us to this stage to think through.
但是没有上帝的启示，我们绝对不想不到。
But without God's revelation, we cannot find a conclusion.
所以主耶稣那时候就回答门徒了，开他们的心眼。
So Jesus replied his disciples and opened the eyes of their hearts.
他说不是这个人犯罪，也不是他的父母犯罪。
So he said neither his sin, this man's sin, or his parents' sin.
这事发生在他身上，乃是要显出上帝的荣耀的作为。
But this happened to him so that the works of God can be displayed in him.
对，所以呢，上帝是什么作为
？So what are the works of God?
上帝要开启人。属灵的心眼的那个作为
，God's work is to open the eyes of human hearts。
你们不要就可怜这个生来瞎的。
So do not just pity this person who's born blind。
你们要知道，这个世界都生在黑暗当中。
You must know that this entire world is born in darkness。
最后走完一生，他们要进到永远的黑暗里面去。
After this present life, they will have to enter into eternal darkness。
但是上帝来要开启人属灵的眼睛。
But God comes to open the spiritual eyes of humans.
他们先要认清了真正的黑暗，然后才会来到真正的光明面前。
They must first recognize the true darkness, then they can come before the true light.
因为真正的黑暗是人的罪，人因为罪看不见神的问题。
Because true darkness is human sin, and because of human sin, we cannot see God.
但是这个道理谁懂
？But who knows this?
他在听啊，好像大开这样，他听不懂。
And people cannot understand when they hear this.
所以呢，上帝就在这个生来瞎眼的人身上做了一个很奇特的神迹。
And so God performed this wonderful miracle on this person who's born blind.
那不是单单就开他的眼睛，像魔术般这样开，不是单这样。
So Jesus didn't just open his eyes magically.
各位记得吗？刚才读的时候呢，我们主耶稣怎么开他的眼睛
？So do you remember how Jesus opened this person's eyes?
他就吐沫啊，就是他的口水，对不对？吐在。这个泥啊，今天有人这样在你身上做的哈，在一起粘啊，然后放在这个瞎子的眼睛。
So he spit some saliva on the mud and then he just put it on the person's eyes.
那很奇妙，这个什么意思啊
？So what does this mean？
各位记得吗？如果你翻开圣经前面第一本书
，If you turn to the first book of the Bible，
上帝怎么造人的
？How did God create man？
上帝用泥土造人。
God created man from dust.
所以现在这个人他的眼睛是完全失明，生来瞎的。
Now this person is born blind.
就上帝要造一个新的眼睛，新创造的眼睛呢，就同样的东西，用泥，对不对？
And so God wants to create a new eye, and so using mud.
然后涂在他的眼睛。
And rub it on his eyes.
然后呢，叫他你到那个池边啊、哦、去洗。
And ask him to wash in the pool.
所以又有洗的意思在里面。
So there's this connotation of washing.
那今天我们五位啊、哦、要受洗了啊、哦。这个洗啊、哦，那是为什么要洗
？Now today there are five getting baptized. Why do you need to be washed?
为什么用水
？Why need water?
为什么不要用火
？Why not use fire?
水呢？水有洗的功效，对不对？
Because、
洗衣服。
Water has the effect of cleansing.
那洗污秽的东西要洗。
So dirty things need to be cleansed.
但是人最污秽的地方在哪里
？But where is humans unclean area？
不是头发。
Not the hair.
人最污秽的地方是心。
Man is most unclean in our heart.
一切人的罪都从这个心里面出来。
All human sin stemmed from the heart.
所以要洗。
So our hearts need to be cleansed.
有圣灵的洗，圣灵洗净你们的心。
So Holy Spirit cleanses our heart.
牧师用水这样给你们洗，一个象征性，对不对
？Pastor use water to cleanse is symbolic.
所以呢，这个人就洗一洗的时候，哇，忽然间他从来没有看过的景象出现。
So after he's being washed and cleansed, he saw visions that he had never seen before.
从来没有看过的事物，没有看过的颜色，就全部就是。
So things and colors that he has never seen before just appeared before his eyes.
你都要明白，哦，这个人打开眼睛看到这个世界的时候呢，要经过怎样的医治
？So when what kind of healing process the person have gone through to see the whole world?、
各位，泥土对不对？新创造，洗代表什么？人的罪要洗净的意思。
So mud represents new creation, and washing represents that human sins needs to be cleansed.
如果没有新的创造，你怎样洗都没有用。
So without the new creation, no matter how much you wash, it's also pointless and useless.
对，没有洗净，你不可能有新的创造。
And without being cleansed thoroughly, you cannot have a new creation.
所以我们里头的罪没有被上帝洗净的话，你不可能成为新造的人。
So if our inner sin is not cleansed by God, you cannot become a new creation.
神没有叫你，你得到一个新造的心的话，你不愿意会要洗净，承认自己的罪。对不对？
If God didn't give you a newly created heart, you will not confess and cleanse your own sin.
何等的奥秘！
So this is profound mystery.
对不对？那这个人家洗了，什么都看见了，但是他没有看到耶稣。
So after cleansing, he can see everything, but he cannot see Jesus.
之前就用听觉的听啊、哦，那个跟他说话的耶稣。
Before that, he can only depend on his hearing to hear the Jesus who spoke to him.
所以呢，属肉的眼睛打开之后呢，哎，看不到主。
So after his physical eyes were open, he cannot see the Lord.
所以还是很模糊。
It's still very blur to him.
那模糊了，那起码现在看到了，对不对？比较开心一点点啊、哦。
So at least he's happier now that he can see.
那但是呢？不到一下子，他被逼迫了。
But after a short time, he got persecuted.
有些人看这是谁啊？哎，不是以前这个要饭的哦。
So people recognize him as the former beggar.
谁叫你看到？嗯。
And who asked? Who made you see? Who made you? Who enable you to see?
有一位叫耶稣的。
There's this person called Jesus.
你看过他没有看过？
Have you seen him? No, never seen him before.
那所以宗教的领袖是非常讨厌耶稣，他们就来逼迫他。
And so the religious teachers, religious leaders who hated Jesus came to persecute him.
所以呢，有时候人被逼迫的时候灰心了。
So sometimes when people are being persecuted, they are discouraged.
开始又迷茫了。
And they start to become lost again.
问各位，我们五位啊，牧师看过你们的见证。
And so for the five of you, pastor have read all your personal testimonies.
以后要受洗的人全部要写自己的怎么信主的见证。
In future, those who plan to get baptized must write the personal testimony.
那我就一个一个看，很感动。
So I read one by one, and I was very touched.
你们每个都曾经经历过主。
Each and every one of you have ever encountered God.
可能你祷告了啊，主应允了。
And perhaps you prayed, and Jesus answered.
我在急难当中，我家人有病，我想到哎，忽然间好起来了。
And in certain crisis, you prayed, and you find your family members who are sick, they got well.
都有，对不对？但是呢，那只是一个经历。
But those are just experiences.
很快的，你又面对人生百态的时候呢？ 好像看不到主了。
But very soon, when you face the various circumstances of life, very soon you cannot see God again.
你又会迷茫了。
And you start to become lost.
那有时你要跟从主来教会，又是被逼迫，对不对
？And sometimes you want to follow the Lord, you want to come church, you face persecution.
现在这个时候你要来教会，不要讲受洗，来教会都会被逼迫了。
Not to mention getting baptized. At this moment, when you want to come to church, you will face persecution as well.
疫情这么严重，我们还来教会啊
？The pandemic is so serious, and you still want to come to church?
可是你们知道吗？这也是神带来的，神许可的。
But do you know that this is also permitted and led by God?
为什么
？Why?
因为你们对主的认识不能留在经历而已。
Because your understanding of the Lord cannot stop at experiences.
有时候神好像让你经历到他的一个神迹，然后之后呢，把你带到这个世界的现实，经过很多苦难。
Sometimes God allow you to go through certain miracles, and after that, He brought you into the realities of life and society.
然后你就挣扎，要靠耶稣呢，还是靠自己
？And then you struggle to depend on Jesus or on yourself.
靠主呢，还是靠人，还是靠钱，还是什么
？Depend on the Lord or depend on people or on money.
靠神还是靠医生？
Depend on God or doctor.
神在预备你们的心。
So God is preparing your hearts.
他真是主吗？
Is He truly the Lord?
他真是你们生命的主吗
？Is He truly the Lord of your life?
在各样的患难逼迫当中，你是更紧的抓住他，还是啊随便他给我要的我就算了啊
？In all kinds of tribulations, do you cling all the more tighter to God, or you just let it go?
所以有很多人说，牧师，我曾经经历过耶稣，哇，我心脏病怎么哇，他医治我啊
？And some people share that, oh, Pastor, I've experienced Jesus before. He healed me of my heart problem.
经历不代表信。
Now, experience does not mean believing.
你经历了他，不代表你跟他有关系，这是很重要的。
You have experienced him before, doesn't mean you have a relationship with him.
今天为什么牧师选这个经文
？Why did Pastor choose this passage today?
我想跟你们五位都很经历很相似。
Because we have similar experiences.
有些是从小啊，好像有点经历啊，但是过后好像。生活忙了又主不见了、
Some of you experience God when you are younger, but when life gets busy, you just forget about God.
但是主绝对不会忘记你们。
But God will certainly not forget about you.
所以今天的这个经文、这个故事呢，还有下半文。
So there's a second part to this story.
那所以我特别留下来、留住给各位现在读啊。
So I purposely retain this to read to you.
那下半文是什么
？So what's the second half of the story?
刚才我们看到这个瞎眼，看见了，对不对？但是其实他的心灵没有完全被解脱。
We read about this blind person being able to see, but his heart is not liberated yet.
甚至他被逼迫、被赶出会堂。
And he's also persecuted and driven out of the synagogue.
但是现在你们看啊，三十五节啊。
But now read.
然后现在呢，我读就好，时间关系，看英文的弟兄姐妹读就好。耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。”他说：“主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。”三十九节，我们一起读这句话。耶稣说：“我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的翻瞎了眼。”各位，最后这几句话，我用三点来结束。
So I'll conclude with three points.
第一是讲什么
？First,
神绝对会来寻找他所爱的人。
God will absolutely come to seek those whom He loves.
所以呢，在这个瞎子看见了，但是现在遇到各种的逼迫困难的时候呢，主等那个，但是主预备，在最迷茫的时候，主又出现了。
So now the blind could see, but he faced all kinds of persecution. So at the point where he's most lost, God appeared.
这不是我们找神，那是神找我们。
So it is not us who seek God, but God who comes to seek us.
好像你们用你们的脚走进教会，但是不是你自己走进来的，是由神预工把你带进来的。
So it seems to be the case where you walk into church yourself, but actually it's God who prepared such that you can walk into church.
可能你遇到苦难。可能你遇到有些人跟你传了上帝的话，有时候或者你遇到一些事件或者一些人跟你说了什么，你走进教会。
Perhaps you have faced certain suffering, or somebody evangelized to you, or you encountered certain thing that resulted in you coming to church.
或者你听到上帝的道就被吸引了。
And when you hear the word of God, you are being attracted.
神爱的人是怎样爱？难道天空出来一个我爱你？不是这样。
When God loves someone, He doesn't just appear and say "I love you."
主用他的话吸引你的心。
God uses His word to attract your heart.
然后把你吸引到他面前的第二，做什么呢？让你认识真正的认识他是谁。
And second, He helps you truly understand what He says.
我们人生所有的问题，不是我们不认识有一个神叫耶稣，我们都知道，但是。我们没有单一的信靠他。
We have problem not because we do not know there is a Jesus, but because we do not wholeheartedly trust in Him and know Him.
我们没有真正的认识他，所以我们的人生当中没有真正的跟从他。
Because we have not yet truly know Him, so we haven't truly follow Him thoroughly.
所以主遇到他，第一句话说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
So when Jesus met this person, he asked, "Do you believe in the Son of God?"
神的儿子只有一个。
There is only one Son of God.
唯一的一个。
The only one.
只有一个救主。
There's only one Savior.
除他以外，别无拯救。
There is no other salvation beside Him.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loved the world such that He sends the world His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
只有信他的。
Only those who believe in Him.
你不能又信他又信别的。
You cannot believe in Him as well as other things.
新造的生命在他里面。
Because the newly created life is found in Him.
你也知道，你信他的结果就是你要悔改的。
And the result of believing in Him is you must repent.
因为他是最圣洁的。
Because He is the holiest.
你是最污秽的。
And you are the most unclean.
只有他能够洗净你的罪。
Only He can cleanse your sin.
要真正的认识他。第二。
So you must truly know Him.
然后第三，主讲了一句很重要的话。
And third, the Lord said something very important.
我为审判来到这个地上。
I come for judgment. I've come to the world.
你说为什么主不是带来爱吗？为什么带来审判
？So we wonder, didn't the Lord come to bring love? Why bring judgment?
神的审判有一个区分。
Because God's judgment has a differentiation.
有把神的光带来这个世界。
God has brought the light of God to this world.
我就是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
来到我这里的不在黑暗里面走。
Those who come to me will no longer walk in darkness.
必得着生命的光。
And they will receive the light of life.
那有一群人，像这个瞎子的，他是不但肉眼看见，就心灵的眼睛打开，看见永生，看见上帝。
So there's a group of people who are like this blind person whose eyes are open physically as well as spiritually.
有区分，有一种人是这样。
So there's this distinction. One group is like this.
另外一种人是怎样
？Another group.
就属肉的眼睛很大啊，看很多东西。
They have very bright physical eyes, can see many things.
他们的灵魂是瞎的。
But their soul is blind.
他们心灵眼睛什么都看不到。
The eyes of their hearts cannot see anything.
这世界各种的患难、病痛临到他们的时候呢，他们只有迷茫。
So when all kinds of tribulation come upon them, they are only lost.
只有惧怕。
And they are only fearful.
他们看不见神，并不是他们的这个视神经的问题。
They cannot see God. It's not because of their any problem with their optic nerves.
他们看不见神，是因为心中的罪。
They cannot see God. It's because of the sin in their heart.
心中有污秽的人，没有办法看见圣洁的神。
So those whose heart are unclean cannot see the holy God.
所以他一离开世界呢，他又永远跟神隔绝。
So the moment he departs from this world, he will be forever separated from God.
他要到永远的黑暗、永远的地狱、永远受刑罚的地方。
And he will get into eternal darkness, hell, and punishment.
这就是人唯一的价值，就是你还有一口气的时候呢，你能够呼求这位神。
So is as long as you still have one last breath, you still can call out to God.
所以神。仍然给我们机会。
So God still gives us chance.
神仍然给这个世界机会。
God still gives the world chance.
我们今天听到神的话，我们心中有迷茫的。
Today, those of us who have heard the word of God and we feel lost in our hearts.
我们因为人生百态的问题，我们心里面就是一种黑暗，想到前景的黑暗。
Because of our various problems in life, we think about our future and there's darkness in our heart.
主说我是世界的光。
God says, I'm the light of the world.
你的问题不是你现在地上遇到的问题。
Your problems are not what you face on earth.
你看不到那属灵的光，人的生命的光。
But your problem is you cannot see the light of life, the spiritual light.
看到这个光的时候呢，马上看见自己心里的污秽。
When you see this light, you can immediately see the uncleanness in your heart.
要悔改，接受他。
And you repent and accept him.
主啊，进来我的生命，洗净我。
Lord, come into my heart and cleanse me.
给我新造的生命。
Give me a newly created life.
继续给我们机会。
Lord continues to give us opportunities.
我们主耶稣带来审判。
Our Lord Jesus brings judgment.
有一群是看见的，有一群是看不见。
One group can see, another group cannot see.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你今天给我们这个信息。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this message today.
今天你的话语向我们众人发出呼召。
Lord, you have sent out your invitation to us through your word.
也今天我们见证有五位在我们当中愿要受洗。
And today we will witness five who are willing to get baptized today.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
也今天我们为着他们的生命感恩。
Today we are grateful for their lives.
我们也知道今天来一起观望他们的受洗的家人朋友都在其中。
And we know that there are families and friends of them who came to witness this baptism.
求主用你的话，你的福音吸引他们。
Please use your word and your gospel to attract them.
主，你的仆人已经把你的福音传讲。
Lord, your servant has already preached your gospel.
主，你带来救恩，你也带来审判。
Lord, you bring salvation and also judgment.
求主自己在众人的心中做工。
Please do your work in the hearts of all people.
得着你要得着的人。
You win over those who you want to win over.
愿主得着一切的荣耀。
May the Lord receive all glory.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.